Hello, everybody, and welcome. We're going to go live on the show in about 50 seconds with Bob Doyle. Please hang on. We'll be live in 15 seconds.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Pro EFT Radio with Lindsay Kinney, EFT Master. If you're new to EFT, please visit us at proeft.com after the show to familiarize yourself with meridian tapping. It's important to learn the basics of EFT in order to get the most out of the material we'll be covering in these programs. You'll find a wealth of free resources at proeft.com, including a free starter program that will help you build on a solid foundation for tapping. Now here's Lindsay.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to proeftradio.com. This is Lindsay Kinney, EFT Master, and I'm really excited tonight to have as my guest Bob Doyle. Bob, say hi, Bob.
Hey.
I almost introduced you as Bob Doyle, and I bet other people have called you that. But I apologize for that if I slip. But Bob is one of my favorites. He's a hero of mine. And I first was introduced to Bob, I think, originally by Carol Look, but then he became a famous face to everyone as we watched the movie or read the book, The Secret, in which he was a guest teacher, and we learned so much from him there. But Bob is a law of attraction expert, which is why I wanted to have him on our show as a guest. As you all know, the listeners, that I'm a big fan of law of attraction. And Bob is an expert extraordinaire. He's the CEO of Boundless Living, which is a company that shows people how to live their lives on purpose, on intention, by design. And that is by using the law of attraction principles and helping people identify and live their passions. So, Bob, again, I want to welcome you for joining us and get into this discussion about law of attraction, and particularly when it comes to living your passion and using the law of attraction to find it and live that.
Great.
So say hello to our guests and just take off for us, would you?
Take off.
Take off.
Well, yes, I really have sort of broadened my, I started this work about 10 years ago, focusing on the law of attraction because I was looking for answers for myself. You know, I was, graduated college, I got into the career that I thought I always wanted, and within 5 years, I was completely disillusioned and disenchanted and had to leave it because I just couldn't find a way to express who I was through that job, and I just feel like it's too many hours in the day to be doing something that you don't enjoy. And so I just really, my whole life became about finding something that I loved to do that would make me money, you know. And I floundered around, tried various careers, you know, computers. All of them had elements of creativity in them, but nothing really was it, you know. And so I got to realize pretty early in all of this that I was not cut out to be an employee. I really just wanted more creative control over the things I was doing, and I was in some situations where the job was creative enough, but then nothing was ever done with what I was doing. You know, the higher ups or whatever just weren't into action, I guess. But so I realized that the entrepreneur route was it for me. But everything I tried, I failed miserably at, and I just I didn't know anything about business, for one thing, but I also just the things that I would start had very little success with. And I ended up giving up on the entrepreneur thing for a while and went back to work at a corporation. And I stayed there for 4 years until it was just about to kill me. I mean, I just really, you know, I'd go into the office and I'd just feel like I was dying. I wasn't contributing anything. I mean, I was all but trying to get fired, and I just couldn't. And so I finally just quit. And and just decided that that was sort of the leap off the cliff. You know, I'm going to have to make it work. And so all this time while I was trying to figure out what I was doing with my life or what I was going to do, I had started to look in sort of, you know, not mainstream directions to try and figure out what was going on, because I figured I was creative enough, I was, you know, reasonably intelligent, I should have been more successful, and I was trying to figure out why. And so this whole concept of creating your life by design or attracting things or creating your reality was very intriguing to me, and I had, you know, a belief. I had an understanding of the energetic nature of the universe, that everything in the universe is energy, but I didn't really understand what to do with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was reading all these books, and I was studying about meditation and visualization, and I was trying all of these things, and I just really wasn't getting anywhere. I mean, I was learning a ton. In fact, I was learning so much that I decided that what I was going to do was teach this.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, there was one big piece missing, and that was results in my own life. So, and, you know, I used to see that all the time, people who would teach this. I mean, I still do. People who teach it who aren't really living it, haven't really had the results. And, of course, there's an integrity issue there, and also it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work if you're not in alignment with your message. So I just had to – I had spent so much time trying to figure out what I was doing wrong. I finally just decided to listen to the advice that I had read and had been actually teaching to a small degree, and that was – this whole idea that you could just give it up to the universe and somehow things would work out. And I really wasn't even sure what that meant, but I did know enough that it has something to do with following my intuition, which, again, I really wasn't sure how to do that, but I just thought I would try. And it basically just involved a whole lot of letting go. Now, this was way before I knew anything about EFT or the concept of resistance or releasing of any kind. Didn't know anything about it. But I did just decide that I was going to create a very clear vision about what I wanted my life to be, and that was that I wanted a career that I loved. I wanted to make, you know, I wanted to contribute value to people's lives, and I wanted to make money. And, you know, because I had a young family, and that's important. And so, without getting into all the details of this, I really just started to pay attention to what was going on around me as I focused on this future that I wanted, and paid attention to unusual conversations or chance meetings and things like that. And that was, I just determined that that was sort of the universe speaking to me. It was my intuition sort of manifesting. And I just followed all those little paths. And it's something that I encourage everybody to do. It was fun. It was interesting. It didn't really make any logical sense. Like, as I started down these little paths, there was no clear, you know, direction saying, hey, this is going to take you where you want to go. I was just doing it because it was there. And it ended up leading me to some resources that I really needed to fill in the blanks of this whole create your life by design thing. And in my case, it was the science of it, the quantum physics behind this whole thing about how we construct our reality in every moment. And something really important, this term of wealth consciousness, because I had spiraled into a tremendous financial abyss. I mean, it was $70,000 in debt, somewhere like that. You know, absolutely no money coming in. And even when I had that job for 4 years, it was good money, but I couldn't hang on to it. I was always in debt. And these resources, this whole idea of the science and the power of your thoughts and your belief systems are what made everything make sense all of a sudden. This was this missing piece. Now, at this point, I still wasn't even – law of attraction wasn't the term. It was more wealth consciousness. But what I learned is that I definitely did not have wealth consciousness. I had a lack mentality. No matter how much I wanted money and wanted success and all of those things, I had grown up in an environment where there was no money, there was a lot of debt. My mother hated her job, and so I learned that money was hard to come by, you'll always have debt, and it doesn't matter what you do for a living, you just got to make the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was able to recognize the power of those thoughts and what that was actually doing, that was actually creating my reality, that these belief systems were, they had real energetic power and were perpetuating this for me, I then had the choice, I was empowered to then make the choice to go after these belief systems and change them. Now, again, no EFT at this time or anything like that. I just kind of took the old school route of, you know, sort of vision boards and visualization, making mock-ups of my bank statement and using them as my wallpaper with big numbers on them, cars, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked fine for me. I was a very visual person. I understood the concept of getting into the feeling of having it now. And once I really started seeing some results and really had just a tremendous, like, rapid fire of aha moments once I, you know, had that click. It became really clear that now this whole thing that I was playing around with teaching people, now became what I was about. And that I was going to, I mean, it just became very clear that what I was going to do was create a program that where I could sort of facilitate the education. I didn't really consider myself an expert so much at that point, more of a student who maybe had a head start on some people, you know, and that's where I stood in that. But I also made a very important decision at that time, and it's something that I coach people on constantly, and I, you know, and when people get it, it makes all the difference in the world. And that is, I decided to be, I defined who I was going to be, and that was that I was going to be an effective teacher who could communicate these principles to just about anybody, and in a way that would be effective, and it would make a difference, and that, you know, I'd be very powerful in that. Now, this wasn't an ego thing. It wasn't, you know, an arrogance thing. It was just a power thing, and I think more people need to claim their power, their be the powerful version of themselves that they truly, you know, are inside, but don't be for whatever reasons. I think that made a huge difference in how quickly things happened for me, as opposed to making the decision that one day I'll be this. You know, if I work really hard and make all the right connections, then I'll be this. I just made the decision, I'm it now. I'm it now. And from a law of attraction point of view, that's really, really, that's a whole different vibration than one day I'll be. If you're going to perpetuate one day I'll be, well, then you'll never get there. If you say, if what you're perpetually feeling is, I am this now, the universe says, okay, and brings you what you need to be that. And that's, I think, what really happened for me. And so I had created this program called Wealth Beyond Reason, which is our law of attraction curriculum. It still is. It was very small at that time, and, of course, it's grown over the years to be this massive thing. But, you know, so I created that, and it took off pretty well. And, you know, things just really happened quickly. And within 3 years, The Secret happened. And I think that the reason that happened was because I was just very much in alignment with the vision that Rhonda Byrne had, which is, you know, to get this message to as many willing, open minds as possible. And that was definitely my message, and of course being a part of that helped.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that had to be a big boost, but I think I'd heard of you even before that. But it is, I want to underscore what you said, because I think people often miss this, Bob, and I try to teach it all the time, and it isn't what you do, it's how you show up. It's the beingness part.
Yeah.
And I know that you had mentioned before, you've said before, that you didn't look at what you were doing as a programmer. You switched, and it wasn't about what you were doing. It was your life. That's who you are. You become that. So people all the time, as you know, that come to you and say, I want to be rich, or I want to be an effective speaker or dancer or golfer or parent, but they approach it by, how do I do that, and the doingness part of it.
Yeah. It's why people take program after program after program after program, mm-hmm. you know, and not get where they want to go. It's because who they are is a person who takes a lot of programs. Who they are is a person who's constantly working on themselves instead of being who they really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's a tricky distinction to make, but when you can communicate it, when people can really get it, like if you can show them who they're being now, you know,
mm-hmm.
they may not like, you know, what they – if they're not happy with their situation, they have to own that they are being that and that they're attracting that. Once they can do that, it's not about blaming them or telling them how they screwed up. It's about saying, hey, look, you know, you can just as easily be something else and attract a completely different set of circumstances, provided you get rid of all the belief systems and the talk in your head that's keeping you here.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where EFT comes in a huge way.
Right.
And EFT came into my life probably maybe a year or something before The Secret. And, you know, I had been introduced to it, and, of course, like most people, you know, I didn't get it. What's the deal with the tapping? It looks, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not, you know, the whole, once I got the law of attraction, it wasn't that I was skeptical. I like being able to understand. It was like why I had my aha moments with the law of attraction. I got the science of it. Now it made sense, and now I could implement it. So same thing had to happen with tapping, and I think it was Brad Yates, my friend Brad Yates, who finally got me to say, you know, just try it. You know, why don't you just try it? So, you know, I had some little minor upset or whatever in the day, and I said, all right, I'm going to try this thing now. And it was so... it was undeniable, the impact that it had, and I was like, wow, okay, I'm going to look at this. And once I once I really got it, then I put it right into the program, and I've been sharing it, you know, vehemently, you know, ever since. It's the whole thing with resistance and releasing is, I mean, it is the only thing that is keeping a person from who they want to be or what they want to have. That's it. I mean, if they say they want something, if they're clear they want something and they don't have it, it's because they've got some level of resistance, which is real energy, these limiting beliefs about it's too big or you don't deserve it or what will they say, you know, all the stuff you run into all the time as an EFT practitioner. I mean, that's real energy, and it works like a force field against the things you're trying to attract. And so any work that you do with the law of attraction that doesn't have releasing involved is just, you know, it's just impotent in my opinion. So most of my work now is, I mean, once you lay the foundation about here's the law of attraction, here's what it is, here's what it isn't, here's how it works, once you get that communicated, it's all about eliminating resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, getting clear on what you want. Sometimes even that, you know, that's the sticking point. The first thing is, you know, we'll decide what you want, and people just aren't clear. And that's why so much of my work now is about passion and helping people reconnect with their sense of passion and showing them how they got disconnected from it in the first place and what they can do, you know, because the reason that I'm so passionate about passion is that when you're in that passionate state, you know, the law of attraction is just working. It's working all the time, regardless. But if you can, the longer you can stay in a sense of passion without all the noise in your head, the more you're going to attract that's going to perpetuate that state of passion and everything that comes with it, abundance and so on. So really, so much of what I'm doing now is helping people reconnect or connect again with that sense of passion, create some sort of a vision, and then help them take the steps to live into it, actually take action, which is so, you know, so huge. So it was such a misconception after The Secret. People just got this idea that it was all about just closing your eyes and opening it and there's the bike, you know. But I mean, we talk about action in The Secret, but it's actually, we talk about a lot of stuff in The Secret that people missed completely because they see what they want to see, they filter in a certain way. Mm-hmm. But action was definitely one of those pieces. So really tapping into passion and learning how to follow your intuition and take inspired action, that's what it's all about.
And that's really important. That action step does confuse people, Bob, because they think, I really want this really bad. I really want to get out of debt, or I really want to find my soulmate, or I really want to have my new home or have money, whatever it might be. I am passionate about that. That's what I want. But how do I do it? How do I make it happen? I'm really trying hard, and I'm working two jobs, and they get stuck into that, back into the, they switch it back to the action as opposed to focusing on what they want. How do you get people out of that loop, out of that rut?
Well, I mean, there's a huge difference between working really hard and taking inspired action.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the inspired action that I'm talking about comes, knowing what to do comes from listening to your intuition. If we stay in our head trying to figure out how we got into the situation and how we're going to get out of it, you know, we're using a very limited amount of resources. We're using our life experience, anything that we've seen, our education, our current education. It's all in our heads. That's all we're tapping into. But we actually have the ability to tap into this infinite intelligence that created the stinking universe. I mean, it's an amazing amount, and we can't even conceive the intelligence. However, it's right there. We're all connected to it at all times. We're not separate from it. We separate ourselves from it with our thoughts and our belief systems because that's how we've been trained to do that. I mean, over the course of the years and years and years and years and generations, we have disconnected from our ability, you know, the knowledge that we have that we can, in fact, and do in every moment create our realities. But we've just been infused with this belief system of limitation and disconnect and separateness and all of that stuff. And so we just don't, you know, people can tell us that we're connected, but you can't get it to the level that you need to without a little bit of releasing or a lot of releasing. So, you know, when people are really with this, how do I do it? Well, the first thing I find we have to do is determine for sure that this thing that they say they want, they really do. Because a lot of times people are chasing somebody else's dream or somebody else's vision for them. They think it's theirs. That's consciously they think, yeah, I want to do this. But if they really, really dug deep and really looked at who they are, a lot of times they find out, you know what, this really isn't me. Like if people learn about the law of attraction and they suddenly, you know, they say, okay, I'm just going to get $1 million. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing at all to do with who they are, the value they have to contribute to their lives, and they're just looking at this dollar sign. They can't get into vibrational alignment with that,
right.
And so it's going to elude them.
Right.
And so it's really, really key to make sure that a person is trying to attract whatever it is, you know, what they really, truly want.
And how do they know, how do some people know, how do you approach or how do you respond to a person who says, well, how do I know what I want? I can't feel any passion. I'm so stuck in this rut.
Yeah.
I'm not passionate or motivated about my life. How do you deal with them?
First of all, I tell people to relax about trying to figure out what their one major passion is, as if there is only one.
Mm-hmm.
Like they come up with this whole idea that there's this one thing they're here to do, and if they don't figure it out, they're going to be wasting their lives. And that's just not the case. I mean, my passions have evolved all over the place over the years, and I've got lots of them going all at the same time, and I try and spend a little time in all of them, you know, a lot of music, art, things like that, that's not my forward-facing career. But it is something that I do. It helps keep me in that sense of being alive, and I know that one day there are things I'm going to do with those things that would be more considered, you know, career or money-making or revenue-generating, whatever. But I stay doing them instead of trying to figure out, is this it? Is off the hook is a good first step. But then I just ask people, you know, forget about that, but what do you just like to do? You know, just what do you like to do? If money wasn't an issue, whatever it is, what do you like to do? And in those things, even though they may not be the thing that they, that's going to change their lives, there are clues. There are pieces of the essence of who they are. Like, why do you enjoy fishing? What about fishing do you like? Is it the outdoors? Is it the relaxation? Is it the technique? Is it, you know, there's clues in all of that stuff that we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so just really assessing, well, what do I enjoy doing? Just writing it down and sort of playing with that idea. Can really help a person go, you know, there's a common thread. Like in all these things I like to do, I like to help people. You know, I like to make a difference for people, or I like to create, you know, something or other. And from that point, you know, so it's this exercise. But all the while, see, you've got this great tool with EFT to help you quiet down all the noise that's going to come up when you start assessing and evaluating your life and all these things, because there's so many judgments that we have about everything. You know, you could start this exercise about what do I like to do, and there's going to be people who, no matter how many times I tell them not to do it, they're going to start evaluating whether or not this could possibly make the money or not. And if they can't figure it out, they don't write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So that kind of stuff is stuff you can tap away.
I had a friend that said years ago, was really floundering in a corporate environment like you were, and not happy at all, not happy in his marriage, not happy with himself, and he was really a pretty miserable guy. And he decided, I just don't know what I want to do. I just know I don't want to do this. And people would say, well, what do you like? What do you want to do? And his whole passion was wine. He knew wine so well, and people say, well, why don't you do something with that? And he would come right back with, you can't, what am I going to do, drink myself drunk? I mean, I love wine. I how can I possibly make a living with wine? And you can see, there are vineyards and wineries and stores and all kinds of things and books. I mean, there's so many things, but he was so hung up in, I can't make a living drinking wine, that
right.
He couldn't see how he could make a living selling wine or otherwise.
Or writing about wine, or,
yes.
You know, interviewing people about. See, that's the great thing about, especially today, with the Internet, I mean, it's just ridiculous, the opportunity that have to explore and develop their passions. I mean, again, you don't have to come out of the gate with your million-dollar business. That's not what we're saying. But just start playing. You know, you gotta let it evolve. You gotta let your interests evolve and expand. Because if you don't take those first few steps, you're never going to really get there, wherever there is. You just start playing. So let's say it's a wine thing, but you don't, you know, you can't think of it. You could interview people, like I said, about wine. You could blog about wine. You know, you consult people who are experts about wine. You share your information. You just bask in the enjoyment of the subject, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, then you learn more, you meet new people, your network expands, you become more of an expert. Next thing you know, you're writing your own books or articles or whatever on the subject matter, and people are asking you for your opinion. I mean, that's how it happened for me. You know,
right.
I was interested in the law of attraction. I explored it. I met people. I talked. I learned, and then before I knew it, hey, yeah, I'm an expert. How did that happen, you know?
Right. You know, that how does that happen is something I ask. I say to myself every time I have one of those aha moments that I've created something out of nothing. as much as I use it and teach it and learn and know the law of attraction in my whole life, I'm still surprised when it comes true, and I'll say, gee, how did this happen? This is amazing. It cannot be a coincidence. How did that happen? People do the same thing when something negative happens, except they usually say, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, this is the guy I mentioned with the wine thing is I was just in Phoenix last week, and I saw the store he had opened about 10 years ago, a wine store that's incredibly successful, and it just kind of fell in his lap that once he decided that that was what he was going to do, that's what happened. It's once you focus on something and then you look at the signs. And Bob, I wanted to ask you what signs you were mentioning, that you saw some little signs along the way. Things were starting to happen for you, leading you toward your passion, which is ironically helping other people find their passion through law of attraction. What were some of the signs that you were on the right path?
Well, you know, actually, my real story about dealing with people or helping people started a couple of years before any of this happened, any of the Wealth Beyond Reason or any of that stuff happened. You know, I actually got into radio because I wanted to hide from people. I really wasn't a people person. I didn't, you know, my friends were fine, and that's all I needed. And I really wasn't, certainly not speaking in public, and geez Louise, I mean, no. But in 2000, I got interested in fitness. I had never done anything in fitness related before. I didn't even play sports as a kid. I just, you know, but I was 35 years old. I just found myself laying on the floor of my office feeling terrible, and I thought, okay, I got to do something. And got online and just sort of did this search. I actually think I did a search on the word manifest or something. I did. And I landed on some page that had a link to this program called Body for Life, which is still out there. And Bill Phillips, who wrote that book, is doing some amazing things still in the transformation world. But I got on that program as a 12-week program. I'm looking at all these pictures of before and after, and I'm thinking, this is incredible. This is impossible. How can people do this in 12 weeks? I'd never had a six-pack in my life, you know, and never. And I thought, well, I'm going to take this program on. Long story short, I took the program. I didn't get, you know, miraculous results, but I got enough to keep going and learn. And so just like the law of attraction, I decided I was going to learn everything I could about fitness and nutrition and how people got results. And so I, as a result, you know, part of doing this program was I got an online community, which is really important, you know, to have support and accountability in whatever you do. I still use that. That community model today because of how effective it was for me back then. So I was meeting all these people who were having these great results, and just like I suggested before, I just had this idea one day to see if they would be willing to let me interview them. Now, these are just ordinary people. They're not, you know, trainers or anybody famous. They're just people like me who had done this program. And I wasn't sure they were going to want to share their stories, but they did, and I created this site called Body Changers, which I did for about a couple of years, year and a half or so, and I interviewed about 150 people. And again, not for money, just because I was passionate about it. Okay, so that was an evolution of exploring this idea. I just wanted to learn and learn and learn. So I just sought knowledge and shared it. That doing that site created basically my first sort of, if you want to talk in like internet terms, like a list. You know, I had people who subscribed to a newsletter. I got visible. I became something of a person in this conversation of physique transformation just because I had pursued it myself. Mm. So I went from knowing nothing to creating DVDs on nutrition and stuff like this, and I became a trainer. Just kind of became something of an expert in that by just doing exactly what I said before. Here's the point. The point is that through interviewing all of these people, I learned that it wasn't the exercise and the nutrition as much as it was the mindset. Why did these people need this physique transformation to be extraordinary? And that's where the real stories were, you know, things that were going on in their life, people who had friends die or people who, you know, had kids who, you know, they couldn't keep up with. And, you know, just why was it important to be this? And that's how they got successful. And so my focus started to expand out of just the physique transformation thing to life in general. And that's when I actually created the company Boundless Living, because that just seemed to encompass it all. And so I started kind of going by Boundless Living. Again, way before law of attraction stuff. In fact, after I stopped, body changers as soon as I had my aha moments about the law of attraction, because I said, this is where, I mean, I was just very clear, this is where I need to go. But see, I just followed what I was interested in. My road signs, if you will, or my clues, were just the feeling I had doing what I was doing. It just felt right. I wasn't attached to a dollar thing at that point, especially with the fitness stuff. I mean, I did, like I said, I did finally end up producing like some DVDs and stuff. Nothing massively successful, but I did start to generate a little revenue and learn a little bit about doing business online and that kind of thing. So it all just evolved, but it was just because I was following my own passions. And just stuff started showing up that felt good. It felt right. It felt fun. And so those were the good feelings were my signs. They were what brought me, you know, just kept me going. And I keep telling people that if you don't judge and assess every little step and just keep following that bliss, that eventually you're going to get to where you want to go. I just wish I'd known about EFT back then, because, man, it would have gone a lot faster.
Yes, it does help, yes, because you can tap away all of that resistance, all of those blocks. I want to really emphasize what you just said, because it's so important. It's that it just feels right when you know you're on the right track. You may not be all the way there, but you can tell if you're on the right track if it's feeling really good. If it seems hard or there's an integrity out of alignment thing, then it's probably not right, or it should be a different direction on that track. And you said if it feels good, those good feelings, following your passion, and it's, if you look at it as picking up breadcrumbs on the trail to some place, you may not know where it's going to lead, but if it feels good along the way, that's a really good sign. Paying attention to your emotions. Is that?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So what about the people that say, well, this feels good, and I love this, and I've been pursuing it, but I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting the results. I'm not making money at it. So it's starting to not feel good. Maybe it's not the right thing. How do you deal with a person like that?
Well, if they really, I mean, you know, I think if they're clear that it's their passion, that they really love it, now it's just about let's find that resistance. Let's figure it out. First of all, they've now gotten to a point where they're saying, but it's not working for me. And that's, they've shifted mm-hmm. to this because it didn't happen fast enough. For example, you know, like they had a timetable. Well, if I do this for a year and it doesn't work, then I must be doing the wrong thing. Well, that's your timetable. It has nothing to do with the universe. It has nothing to do with truth or anything. But you've decided, I guess, compared to other people or whatever, that it needs to happen faster or I'm doing it wrong. Or maybe you need more money than it's making you right now or whatever. You make a decision that something's not working, and now your whole vibrational state has changed. But still, these are all things that you can tap through, you know. As soon as that stuff starts coming up about this isn't happening fast enough, it's like, well, there's two things. Well, one, it may not be the timetable. It may need to happen exactly this rate to get where you want to go. Or there's just some resistance that you don't know about that you need to work on. And if you know about EFT and you do EFT and you're still not, you still feel stuck, then it's probably time to consult somebody who is not you, you know.
Right, yeah.
Because you know, so often we just don't see our stuff, or we're just not going to look at it. You know, it's just I'm not going there. I mean, we don't make that thought consciously. It's just we're not going to go there. It's too much. It's too deep. It's too painful. It's too whatever it is. But if you can get a coach, you know, or another set of eyes to say, hey, look, what about this? Could this be something? And just somebody to throw out some ideas. Like, I'll work with people all the time and just I'll get some sort of intuitive sense that maybe this might be it, and I'll throw it out at them to see what kind of response that gets. I mean, if they get upset with you, like, no, that's not my thing, well, then it probably is, because there wouldn't be an upset if it wasn't your thing. If it didn't trigger something in there, you know, you'd have no response. I used to use the example, if I went up to somebody and said, you're purple, and they're not purple, are they going to get mad at me? No, I'm just going to be a weirdo, you know. As a coach, you're throwing ideas or suggestions at a client or whatever, and it gets some sort of response, then there's probably some tapping to do. And I usually, when I work on setup phrases, I'll go extreme. You know, mm-hmm. say something like, even though I couldn't succeed if my life depended, or if I don't think I could succeed if my life depended on it, that kind of stuff. Because you're really just trying to dig at whatever's there. You want to bring up every little piece of energy around that thing. I mean, you're not going to hurt anybody by doing that. You're just going to bring it up because, you know, with EFT, you've got to bring it up. You're not trying to remember how you felt yesterday. You want to be in it, you know, so that the process of the tapping actually is working on something that's active. So, you know, so I'll go extreme negative, I'll go extreme positive, just the whole range to get every piece of energy around that emotion up. Because, if it's not their issue, if it's not there, it's not going to have any impact. It's not going to have any energetic impact on them. So, you know, you're looking for things that they probably haven't thought of or that they didn't want to think of.
That's right. Somebody famous, Einstein, someone you may know, said something like, you can't solve a problem with the same person who got you into that problem. That's not exactly the right quote.
I know the quote you're talking about. And that's kind of what I was saying about before, about, you know, trying to solve this problem just by using your own. If you're not getting anywhere, trying to continually figure it out without coming, you know, whether it's help from the outside through a person or universal intelligence or whatever, obviously, you know, nothing's going to change.
Right. I always say the best surgeon in the world can't remove his or her own appendix or tonsils. You have to have a different perspective. And when you bring up those things that you just mentioned, when you're tapping on the ridiculously positive or ridiculously negative or the limiting beliefs, you need to neutralize all of them. That's what I hear you saying, is that you need to find everything, all of those hidden ones that it just isn't possible, or I don't have the time, I'm not smart enough or good enough, or there's too many other people out there doing it, or whatever it is. People will argue for those beliefs, as you know. They're not beliefs, they're facts. It's really important through tapping or frontal lobotomy or whatever you need to do to get rid of those limiting beliefs, because those are those things that stand in your way.
Yeah, you have to be brutally honest with yourself. I mean, you just have to. You can't. The thing about this whole conversation about the law of attraction, EFT, these are not toys, you know. This is really powerful stuff. We're talking about energy, the stuff the universe is made of. And, you know, because of where we are, just how humanity has evolved and all these limiting beliefs, you know, it's not necessarily going to be just this push button, easy, fun exploration, you know, to change this stuff. You've got to be willing to do the work. And that means for some of us, it's going to, you know, you're going to be looking in uncomfortable places, you're going to be experiencing uncomfortable feelings, you know, all of those things are just part of it. Now, but that, you know, you got to make that choice if you're going to get to the other side of it, or you're just going to decide to stay where you are, you know. And so I always challenge people, look, go through it. It's worth it. But, you know, if you're not trained or if you don't feel comfortable, then get some help, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing with this EFT stuff, or, you know, energy medicine in general, or releasing, somebody who really understands the law of attraction, not some book off the shelf or some guy who saw The Secret, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to really understand what's going on here. And then that will give you the confidence to stick with it, even when it gets a little bit tough. You know, it's a total re-education that we're having to do here. We have learned so much wrong stuff over the years that we have to, again, it's a commitment. It's a real commitment for people to decide, I'm going to do whatever it takes to change this mindset so that more things are than possible in my life. And just the fact of the matter is, a lot of people just aren't up to that. They'll go a certain degree, but then it gets to some level of discomfort or whatever, and they just go, I'm just going to stay where I am.
Yeah, this is too hard. I don't know where to go from here, and that's why you need outside help. So, Bob, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that you have some great programs like that, and you are my guest. I want you to tell us about some of those programs, your Boundless Living Elite, and some of the things that people can do from your site. It's not just you telling people what to do, but you have guidance and coaching and that takes them through the steps so they can get their ducks in a row.
Yeah. So Elite is truly that. I call it Elite because it's not everybody is ready to step up to it. I mean, I don't mean that in a condescending way. It's just that some people are ready to take action and do what it takes, and other people are just, they want to buy programs, mm-hmm. you know. Whatever. I've got programs if you want to buy them. I would rather you not just have them sitting on the shelf. I mean, the reason I created Elite is because I had been selling Wealth Beyond Reason program. I've been selling programs, you know. And after The Secret came out, then everyone and their grandmother was creating a Law of Attraction program. Some of them not very good, certainly incomplete. A lot of them didn't deal with resistance at all. So a lot of people bought all these programs and tried stuff for a couple of weeks right? Expecting major change, didn't happen, so they got jaded. The whole law of attraction conversation now became something that they're just over it. I'm over it. I'm so sick of hearing about that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is, that's a shame, because regardless of whether or not you're over it, it's still impacting every living, breathing moment of your life. It would be, you would be wise to understand how it is really working if you want to make a major change in your life. So I got the message that people were buying all these programs and not doing anything with them or not doing anything long enough. And I had had some great experiences, I mentioned, in the community setting, online community, where people are supporting each other to get to the end of that 12 weeks or whatever for the physique transformation. And we created this online community. It's kind of like a Facebook thing, but it's all just for people who are up to stuff, you know, who the idea of Elite is you come in, you have access to all of our online programs, including Wealth Beyond Reason and just a whole handful of them, some video programs and everything related to what we're talking about here. You have access to all of those things, plus you're in the community with support. You have direct access to me. We have online events, you know, teleseminars, webinars, and things like that. Everything that I have seen over the course of the past decade that actually gets people results. You know, they come in and they say, we work in 30-day segments. They say, what are you up to this 30 days? What's your vision for this 30 days? And the idea is that we're supporting you to doing that, to getting into action, to eliminating any resistance that comes up as a result. We've got a lot of tappers in there, a lot of people who are, you know, really, really into the EFT conversation, which is awesome. So this way, instead of just reading and learning and understanding, you're living it. You know, you come and say, this is what I'm doing, and you update with blogs, and you update with video, and you stay in momentum. And I still can't come to their house and do it for them. You know, so yes, there are people who join Elite and don't do anything because they just joined because it's there, you know. And then, of course, eventually they leave because, what, no results because there's no action.
Yeah.
But for a person who is like, you know, I get this, I understand this, but I'm having a hard time getting anywhere with it, this is why Elite is there. And it's really inexpensive compared to, like, you know, regular coaching programs and, you know, things like that. I really try and keep it affordable. But that's the idea of Elite. Now, like I say, all the other programs are there. If you go to our website, you can get Wealth Beyond Reason, you can get our Passion Webinar, you can get all these little things, which is great if that's what you want, if you think it will help you. I mean, it helped people. I think the programs that we have were, I got more results before The Secret than after because of what I said. There was just so much stuff out there that people were flooded, inundated with it. And again, it became an annoyance in their inbox. You know, law of attraction, law of attraction, law of attraction, Jesus, from every direction. And I can totally get that. You know, I was getting those emails too.
Yeah.
But again, it doesn't change the truth of how this principle is at work in your life. And you can decide to get on the bandwagon of being irritated because that's what everybody else does. You know, and just blow it off because of that, or you can just say, you know, yeah, I'm getting a lot of email, but I also am committed to myself. You know, all these decisions, these little irritations that we have about email is a prime example. We've learned to be irritated by that. That's a learned thing.
Yeah.
And if we make a decision, you know, one of the key things that to know about the law of attraction resistance is that, you know, all of our emotional responses, while they seem automatic, are really a choice. A choice that comes so naturally because we've been trained that way, but we can choose our emotional response to anything, absolutely anything, no matter how horrifying something may be. We can choose something else, even though it would be completely unnatural or seem inappropriate or whatever. The point is that most of the time, well, a lot of the time, people choose habitually a negative reaction to something because that's what they've learned. It comes easier than the positive reaction. It's just because they see people on TV get irritated when this happens or that happens or their parents got irritated or upset or whatever. We learn it. And so that's how we think you're supposed to respond. But you can always choose a better feeling, you know, in most situations. If you just stop for a second and say, I'm going to choose. So, again, EFT to the rescue.
Yeah, that is really an important concept that you do, that energy is choice, your thoughts can be a choice. You may have a negative thought that comes into your mind, but you have a choice then to change it. But a lot of people feel that they're at the whim of something else.
Yes, they absolutely don't get that they can change their thinking about something. It's like they really feel like they don't have a choice, like I have to be angry right now.
Right, yeah, I should feel this way. I should be indignant or whatever it is. Bob, I want to make sure we'll come back to your website and those things. In fact, we might as well give out that your main website, boundlessliving.com, which is pretty easy, boundlessliving.com. And from there, you can go to any of these programs that, that Bob has, and I'll also post that on my site. But I want to ask you about Travis Taylor before we get off of this, because you mentioned the science behind the law of attraction and the secret, and I know you just did this fabulous program with Dr. Taylor. Can you tell a little bit about that? I know it's not much time to summarize how the universe works, but
That was such a great find, and the story on it is you know, I go to Barnes & Noble from time to time, and I'll always go over to the section where the secret always is, just to kind of see, yeah, it's still there, and wait to be recognized, which never happened. but this time I saw this book called The Science Behind the Secret, and I pick it up, I'm flipping through it, I'm going, oh my God, you know, like I already totally get it. I mean, there are things I didn't, you know, there's certainly pieces of this information, the stuff I learned from this book, but I didn't need that to, you know, get results with this, but I know that a lot of people do. And Travis is a true quantum physicist. You know, he's not a theorist. He's not just an author of stuff. He's not, you know, a philosopher. He spent 20 years looking at this stuff. And he has got, you know, just a tremendous amount of evidence and science describing what the secret it really is and what it's about and how it works. And he's real honest about what he feels isn't correctly communicated in the secret, which is totally cool with me. And really just gives you a terrific understanding. So, yeah, we did this webinar that people can still, and I wish I could just put this in everybody's hands. It's just so awesome.
Yeah.
But it's a three-part webinar that we did where he really just goes through in great detail, but in a really easy-to-understand way. I mean, Travis is from Alabama. He's just the nicest guy. He's really laid back, and he's just, you know, he's just fun to listen to, and he's got great stories, and, you know, you just want to go have a beer with him. Maybe he's just a nice guy, you know.
Yeah, and he's very credible. I mean, he's a scientist, and he's talking about these what we, a lot of people consider woo-woo things.
That's right.
He brings it down to something that's very tangible that you can understand.
Yeah, when you go to, if you go to the Boundless Living site, you'll see a link up there that says science or something like that. And there you can, we've actually got a free webinar, a free one that we did as sort of an introduction to what we ended up doing as the in-depth three-day thing. Mm-hmm. So there's ways that people can certainly get familiar with Travis and spend, I think it's 90 minutes of a free webinar. You'll learn a ton. And if you want to go deeper, then we've got the three-day thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely valuable. I mean, it's just, it's almost like he's saying, well, he does not use this example, but I explain it like this in class. It's almost this is tangible. You throw a thought out there, a positive thought, let's say, that has sticky glue on it, like a piece of scotch tape or something that's sticky, and it's going to attract the stuff that's going to stick to it, and then they reel it back in, only it comes back in automatically. It's sort of like the way he describes, is it quirps?
Quips, the quantum wave function.
Yeah, it's amazing the language and how he describes it. It just kind of, it's technical and yet it's really easy to understand.
Yeah.
And when put those that are skeptical saying this is woo-woo stuff, that really helps bring them down to earth, so to speak.
That's my hope.
So I want to encourage people to go there to your site to read about that, because there's a lot of different things for just every level. You've got a program for passion for $10 that people can, that you did with Carol Look. Would you tell people a little bit about that?
Yeah, Carol came in, and I did a webinar about passion, all the stuff we talked about, how to reconnect, why we're disconnected. I teach, you know, talk about EFT and releasing and all that. And then I did, I've got 90 minutes with Carol Look with actual tapping sessions all about eliminating blocks to your passion. And we also have this great segment that we did that where she fully explains EFT for people who are new to it, you know, where it came from, how it works, the whole thing, which is great for beginners. So, yeah, it's like 4.5 hours of information, and we just, it's $10. You know, I just think it's just really important that everybody be able to get it and at least get the, you know, if you can get that passion piece, that's the most, you know, that most, what do you really want? That's the first thing you got to decide.
That's right. That's kind of what this whole show is about, is that passion. I actually created a little tiny URL that makes it easy to get directly to that link. So I give those out all the time to people. They know how to do tiny URLs, tiny URL, T-I-N-Y URL, com. You don't have to put anything before it. And then / Doyle Passion, not anything else, just Doyle Passion, tinyurl.com, Doyle Passion. Or just go to Boundless Living and look for it there. But that'll take you right to that link where you can buy the $10 program that is priceless, really. Sometimes when you don't charge much, something, you give it away or it's a small price, a lot of people will think it's not valuable. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly why we charge the $10. There are so many free webinars out there that people will sign up for and then not attend.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll just kind of look at it and then, because there's nothing invested, there's not an energetic reason to do anything. And that's all over the place. And so, you know, I think the $10 is super fair, but it's enough of an investment that people at least will look at it, you know, and hopefully take some action on it.
All right, and it's fairly important. It's really easy to do, so go do that. Just tinyurl.com/ Doyle Passion. No spaces in between that. Well, so, Bob, on a personal note, besides your family, I assume your wife and your children are the most important things in your life.
My dog.
Oh, yay. Your dog. Yes, I'm dog and cats, yes. Okay, so that, they're your family. So outside of your family, what's the most important thing in your life?
Well, right now I am totally loving the ukulele.
Oh, that's great.
I've been a musician, you know, all my life, mostly a keyboard player, and then I dabble with a little bit of guitar. And then 2 years ago, the ukulele came into my life, and I have not put it down. And I'll tell you why. Because it has opened up something in me, an ability to communicate through music in a way that I never would before, because I was too bunched up about getting things perfect or playing things, you know, just right. Or there's certain expectations I believed that people had about if you play the piano or if you play the guitar. Well, with the ukulele, all bets are off. You know, it's like people expect Tiny Tim or whatever they expect. Or, you know, it's not the same thing. And so it gave me permission to start playing creatively. And I started doing open mics, which I never would have done that. And so now I'm singing, which I never really did before either. I'm learning all songs. I used to have all sorts of stories about how I couldn't memorize words and I couldn't do all this. And it's just completely changed my life. And it's just this fun thing I do to go out there and be with people, meet new people, to express myself creatively, get that out of my system. You know, I'm using new parts of my brain. And it's just, and I have, as I stand here, I'm looking on my floor, I've got like 20 or 30 of these ukuleles because, you know, I actually created a workshop called Project Uke, which helps people to, even if they've never played, to kind of break out of their creative shell and you know, put themselves out there. I think that, you know, the ukulele can just really, really heal people. It's just a really unique instrument, and it's really coming back in a huge way right now, and I'm just, you know, I'm happy to be riding that wave. So I'm really, really passionate about that too. Tons of video, you can see me doing that on YouTube, and
that'll be fun. We should Google that, Bob Doyle and his ukulele on YouTube. I don't want people to take what you just said lightly, because I think it's very profound. If you underscore all of the things you just said about that, you playing the ukulele, underneath all that is, it makes me really happy. Is that right?
Yes, and I'm in that passionate state that I talk about, and I'm expressing myself. That's just, I think people are just craving the ability to communicate who they are to the world and express themselves creatively. I think that, you know, whether it's your job or parenting or whatever, everything is a creative endeavor. And so if you feel blocked in that, there's a part of you that isn't living, you know. And so if you can find those channels, those ways to put yourself out there, then you really begin to feel alive.
Mm-hmm. And you can't talk about a ukulele, and it's unique amongst instruments. It's not like a drum. It's not an accordion or a piano. It's just, it is so... You can't talk about a ukulele, I can't, without smiling. It's a light, fun, easy to access, interesting to listen to instrument.
Yeah, super easy to learn.
Yeah.
It's an awesome little instrument for sure.
Well, I'm really glad you shared that with people, because I recommend that people pursue that and that particular instrument. If not, then pursue music in some other way.
Yeah.
But there are other things that people can do to help them get that good feeling, that positive feeling, to get out of the rut that they have, so they can allow themselves to be inspired and get tap into the good parts of themselves. What are some of the other things that you'd recommend to people, Bob?
Well, it's really just doing the things they like to do in a bigger way. You know, the things that they're kind of playing small with, or just, taking a couple of hours a week and allowing themselves to have that time to do it in a bigger way, to share it with people somehow, to expand it. Just play a bigger game in the things that you enjoy doing and then see what happens.
That's really important, and I want to go back to something you said about it. It just feels good. So if it feels good, do it. If it's legal and you're not
right.
Anybody else, and a few caveats there, but you'll know you're on the right track if it feels really good doing it. If you feel really awful.
Yeah, and this is a feel good that it's different. We're talking about the like it feels good in your soul.
Yes.
You know, it just feels right. Like this is me somehow. That kind of feeling of good. Then you should be doing that all the time.
That's right. And I love what Esther and Jerry Hicks say about that. Abraham says, you know, emotions are our gauge. They are our thermostat, our guide, how we know if we're on the right track, if we're in that right vibrational resonance you talk about, Bob, is if it feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, if you have a negative emotion, you're sad or you feel guilty or you feel out of integrity, then it's probably not right for you.
Yeah, it's just a correction to make. That's the beautiful gift of our emotions, and people just don't understand. They just think this these feelings that we're at the mercy of, and they're actually helping. They're there to guide us exactly where we need to be.
Oh, that's so important. Expand on that just a little bit more.
Well, I mean, imagination and emotion and just having these desires are these amazing gifts that we as human beings have that are unique to us. You know, when we have them for a reason, we have the desire and the ability to imagine and visualize because that's what actually starts the attraction, the creation process. I believe that we're here and we have these desires because we're supposed to experience them, and we have all the tools that we need to do that. We just have to know how to use them together. And so our emotions, you know, if we get that good feeling, then yes, obviously we're designed that is a good thing. We want more of that. And so if we get a bad feeling, you know, it's just time to make a correction. You know, it's not like we're supposed to avoid negative feelings. They're part of the human experience. I mean, they're part of the gift too. But we don't want to dwell in them because that's not the point. You know, it's just like if it feels bad, you know, we want to do something to make that feeling go away. It just means that we're off path a little bit or something happened. I mean, you know, life happens and we have a negative emotional response. But if we can stay in control of that through EFT or whatever, then I think that's way, way more what's intended.
Well, I think that's true. I'm going to deviate from this program for just a minute, Bob, because I want to know this. I want to ask you this, and I think our listeners want to know, too. I want you to spend the last 3 or 4 minutes we have here telling us about something I do know you're passionate about, and that is your family, your children, your wife, and your dog. Tell us 2-3 minutes about your family.
Well, it's interesting because we have my two oldest daughters are 23 and 20, and my son is 11. And my daughters grew up, when they were younger, you know, things were not how they are now. You know, I was struggling, I was stressed, we had no money. So they learned a whole different, they have a whole different set of belief systems inside them than, say, Max, who's my son, who was born in 2000. And, you know, in terms of being cognizant of things, it was a totally different experience. There was more abundance. There was more, you know, we could more easily get him things that he wanted. And so he has a completely different belief system. He is wired completely differently. So it's really interesting that even though their dad's in the secret and all of this stuff has happened as a result, they've still got their own, you know, stuff, their own, you know, and you know, they're basically teenagers. They're young, and you know, trying to tell them, well, hey, do EFT. You know, I'm still just the weirdo dad, right, who doesn't know what he's talking about. So it's interesting. I mean, we're all doing fine. They're bright girls and all that stuff, but they are at a point where they're kind of like going, they don't know what they want to do with their lives, and you know, they've gone to school. One of them's already graduated, and so it's really interesting to even given what I'm up to in life, that I'm still a parent and I still deal with those issues of the kids wanting to make their own decisions, figure it out for themselves, not get it from dad or whatever it is. So, you know, we're just a typical family, and the chihuahua is the light of everyone's life. And
they do dominate the house, the pets, don't they?
Well, we have really special, we love dogs. We just absolutely love our dogs. And
90
you know,
seconds.
So yeah, they do. He owns the place, and which is fine.
Yeah, if you want to get out of a funk, pet a puppy or a cat or watch a bird. You know, get into the animal world for a while and see how they live in the moment, and you don't see a whole lot of depressed kitty cats or puppy dogs.
It really is amazing how healing a pet can be.
You know?
And that's why it's so devastating when something happens to them. But
60
you know,
seconds.
We've gone through that, but we've learned that you just jump right back in on the horse and get another one.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you just keep them there in your lives, and they're just such a great energy, and they're just so, the unconditional love thing is just, you know, it's just a great energy to be around.
Yep, that's a really true thing. They're unconditional love, and that's the point to wrap up on, Bob. I want to thank you for your incredible insight, your humor, and your talent and gift that you've given the world. By finding your passion, you've helped countless thousands and millions of other people find theirs, and what a true gift that is to make a great living doing what you love, and that happens to be helping other people make a good living doing what they love. What a wonderful gift you're giving to everyone.
Thank you. That's very kind.
10 seconds.
Well, I'm very blessed to have you as our guest tonight, and I know other people will be too. So be sure and visit Bob's site, boundlessliving.com, and I'll post that and other links to different places on his site, and you can contact Bob from there as well. But Rita, he's got a lot of information on his site before you ask him questions like, yeah, well, what do I do if I just can't get going? Join one of his programs. He's got lots of answers there. So, Kim, Bob, I want to thank you again. Any final words?
No, just get out there and do it, people. Do it.
There you go. Listen to what this man says. He knows what he's doing. Thank you again so much, and good night, everybody.
Join us again every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, as Lindsay has conversations with the top talent in the world of energy psychology. Our intention is to help you tap away your challenges and tap into physical and emotional freedom. Find replays of these shows on the media page at proeft.com. And again, thank you for joining us.